ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Makis is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz Le'ilui Nishmas Yisrael Ben Ben Yehuda Aryeh.
Makis Dafches. The Mishnah at the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis says, Nishmat HaBarzel Mikatoi V'Horag, if the iron flew off the handle and it killed, Rebbe Omer Einoi Goyla. The Chachamim Omerim Goyla. Rebbe holds that he doesn't go to Golus. The Chachamim hold he goes to Golus. Min Ho'etza Misbakeya. Rashi learns that Yotzo Kisam Benitas Lemei Rochaik V'Horag. What if a chip of wood flew off the wood that he was chopping and it killed someone? Rebbe Omer Goyle. Rebbe says he goes to Golos. V'Chachomim Omerim Einoi Goyle. The Chachomim say that he doesn't go to Golos. The Rambam learns Min Ho'etza Misbakeya means what if the iron flew off the handle, not on its own, but min ha'etza misbakeya. If it flew off from banging into the wood that he's chopping, either way, it's nishmat ha'barzel. But is it nishmat ha'barzel on its own, or is it nishmat ha'barzel min ha'etza misbakeya? A little bit more meduyik in the Lashon HaMishnah. Min ha'etza mismakeya, it's going back on the nishmat ha'barzel of the reisha. On that, Rebbe says, goyle v'chachomim oimrim einoi goyle. The Gemara explains that Rebbe said to the chachomim, it doesn't say v'nishmat v'noshal ha'barzel mei etzoi, it says min ha'etz. So that's mashma min ha'etza mismakeya. Either way, Rashi's pshat, it means the chip of wood flew off, or min ha'etz, v'noshal ha'barzel, min ha'etz. According to the Rambam, it means that the barzel flew off, min ha'etz, because of its banging the eitz. V'oid, nemar eitz l'mato, v'nemar eitz l'maylo, ma'etz ha'omer l'maylo, min ha'etz ha'mispakeya, v'etz ha'omer l'mato, min ha'etz ha'mispakeya. Since the Pasuk says that he came lichroi sa'etz, and then v'noshal ha'barzel, min ha'etz, so just like the first ha'etz is going on the eitz ha'mispakeya, so to v'noshal ha'barzel min ha'etz is going on the eitz ha'mispakeya. The Gemara continues, Rav Chiya Barashi says in the name of Rav, that there the ushnei mikra echadorshu, v'noshal ha'barzel min ha'etz, Rebbe holds, yeshem l'misairis, and if you go with the misairis, it says v'nishal. Rashi explains, because v'noshal, you have to put either a aleph or a hey between the nun and the shin. So since there's no aleph or hey there, so if you go with the Mesiris, it sounds like v'nishal, which means that the barzel caused the chip of wood to fly off, or according to the Rambam, that it flew off because of its banging into the eitz. And the Rabbanon hold yeshem lemikra, we go with the way it's read, v'noshal karinon, that sounds like it just flew off on its own. And that the Gemara asks, aye, but Rebbe holds yeshem lemikra, says the Gemara, that's why he said the va'oi, that's why he came on to the gzereshava of lichrei so'etz and v'noshal abarzel min ha'etz. Now, Tosfos in Baba Kama, Chavava Midbeis, Dibra Maschel Prat, asks a question that, why is there any chiyuv galus whatsoever by either case, whether it's nishmat ha'barzel mikatoi or min ha'etz mispakeya? Why should there be a chiyuv galus at all? But it should be like niskav in lizrek shtayim v'zorak arba. The Gemara learned out from v'asher lo itzada prat l'miskav in lizrek shtayim v'zorak arba. If a person intended to throw a stone two amos and instead it went four amis, it went further than he intended, he's potter. Frek Tosfos, so over here also, amai chayiv. But he was neskaven levakeya eitzim shalofonov, aholach l'meirachak. He's planning on just chopping the wood in front of him, and then either the axe flew, or the chip of wood flew. So that should be like neskaven l'shrek shtayim mizorak arba. He had no intention that this should happen whatsoever. So Tosfos blibes with a question. Says Dar Sameach in Perek Vav Mehilchos Hetzeach Halacha Yud Beis, that I see from Tosfos that Tosfos understood that the Yisoid Aptor of Niskav and Lizrek Shtayim Mizorak Arba is because it's Karev Lainis. Since he intended to throw it too, and it went further than what he intended to do, so that's Karev Lainis. It's not what he planned. If the stone went to the place where he intended to throw it to, just he didn't realize there was a person there, okay, that's a negligence, that's shegeg. But if it went further than where he was planning to throw it, that's karev lainis. So Tosis is saying, so if niskav nizrek shtayim is arak arba is karev lainis, so nishmat abarzel mikatoi and minoetsa mispakeya should also be Karev La'inus, says Dor Sameach, but according to the Rambam, that says that Niskav and Lizrek Shtayim Mizorak Arba is because it's Karev LeMezid. Then why is he throwing a stone if he sees a person there, four Amos in front of him? Why is he throwing a stone in that direction and expecting it, oh, it's going to land in two Amos? But he knows that there's a person there. Why is he throwing a stone in that direction? He knows that it's possible he could miss. He could miss the place where he intends to throw to. It might go a little further. That's Karev LeMezid. According to the Rambam, the kasha doesn't start. And this is a revach that the Rambam has from his pshat. That by Niskav and the Zerik Shtayim Mizorak Arba, he sees a person there and he's throwing it anyway. That's a Karev LeMezid. Mashenke Nishmat Abarzel Mikatoi and Minoetsa Mispakei. I didn't expect this to happen Bechlal. So that's not Karev LeMezid, that's a Shoigeg, says the Mishnah. Nishmat Abarzel Mikatoi. One Man Domer says he goes to Golos there. Minaitza Mispakeya, the other Man Domer says he goes to Golos there. But it's different than the Niskav Nizrek Shtayim Mizorak Arba. So this is a reason why the Rambam learnt that the Ptur is Alts Karev LeMezid. The Rambam is Marviach this question of Taisus. May Inyan LeInyan Ba'isai Inyan. In the Mishnah's Mavur, that by Nishmat Abarzel Mikatoi V'Horag, Rebbe says, Einoi Goyle V'Chacham Oymer Goyle. By Minoetsa Mispakeya, Rebbe Oymer Goyle V'Chacham Oymer Einoi Goyle. As the Gemara explained, that each man d'Omar learns up the Pasuk his way. The question is, fine, Rebbe learns the Pasuk means Minoetsa Mispakeya, but why shouldn't he also go to Golos by Nishmat Abarzel Mikatoi? Fine, the Torah gave an example of Minoetsa Mispakeya. But why shouldn't he also go to Golos by Nishmat Abarzel Mikatoi? Says Rabbeinu Chananel, because Rebbe holds that the high Karev LeMezid who she'ilu lo yhoya rafui lo yhoya nishmat. Rebbe holds that Nishmat Abarzel Mikatoi is the Karev LeMezid, because if not for the fact that the top of the axe was loose, it wouldn't have fallen off. So that's a Karev LeMezid. That's a gross negligence. Why do the Chachamim hold that Minoetsa Mispakeya doesn't go to Golos? Very nice, the Pasuk is talking about Nishmat Abarzel Mikatoi, but why shouldn't you go to Golos also by Minoetsa Mispakeya? So from Rabbeinu Chananel is Mevur, that the Chachamim hold that case blibes Koyach Koychoi. It's Meduyuk like that in the Hemshech HaGemara. The Gemara says, Omer HaPapa, man deshod apiso ledikla. If a person threw a mud ball into a palm tree, v'asar tamri, and it shook the dates, v'asal tamri v'kotel, banu the machlokes to Rebbe Rabbanon. That brings us to the machlokes of Rebbe and the Rabbanon. Meaning, according to Rebbe, that minoetza mispakeya goes to Golos, so this case will also go to Golos. According to the Rabbanon, that hold minoetza mispakeya doesn't go to Golos, so this won't go to Golos either. Says the Gemara Pshita, Mahu de Teima, ke koyach koychoi dami. I would have thought that this is like koyach koychoi, because I would think that the mud ball is koyach rishain, and then the tamarim is koyach sheini. Kamash malon, that no. The rugav is like the hatchet itself, like the axe, and the tamarim are like the kisa manitas. Says the Gemara, Elo koyach koychoi le rebi heichi mashkachas lo. So what's the case of Koyach Koychoi, according to Rebbe, that is going to be Potter from Golos? Which is Mashma, that according to the Rabbanon, I have a case of Koyach Koychoi. This case of throwing a piece of the Dikla, which caused the Tamarim to fall, that's Koyach Koychoi, because that's Dumyo de Minoetza Mispakeya, which the Rabbanon pater, because of Koyach Koichai. So according to the Rabbanon, we have a case of Koyach Koichai. According to Rebbe, what's the case of Koyach Koichai? And the Gemara goes and gives a case where he was shod a pisio machyo ligarma, it hit the branch which the tamarim are hanging from, ozul garmo machyo likavasa, and that branch went and banged the cluster of dates. Vasar tamri caused the dates to fall off, vasal tamri vakotil, and the dates went and killed. So it's meduyik heitev in the Lashana Gemara that the machloikis between Rebbe and the Rabbanon is whether min ho'etza mispakeya blibes kayach koichai or not. And according to the Rabbanon, it blibes kayach koichai, so the case of throwing a pisa le'dikla, and which directly causes the dates to fall, according to the Rabbanon, that's kayach koichai. But according to Rebbe, that holds min ho'etza mispakeya is not considered kayach koichai. He does go to Golos, so that case of throwing the piso ledikla, which causes the dates to fall off, is not considered kayach koichai. That's considered just koichai. And he does go to Golos. And the Gemara needs to find another case where it's more further removed, where there's another step in between. And that's the case of kayach koichai l'Rebbe. The Rambam says the same thing in Perek Vav, Mehilchas Reitzeach, Halacha Tes Vav. Nishmat ha-barzal min ho'etza mispakeya einoi goyle, mepnei she'ein ze bo mikoichoi, elo mikoyach koichoi. V'nimtza kemoi oynes. The Rambam paskins like the Rabbanon, and he says that if it's nishmat ha-barzal min ho'etza mispakeya, this is the Rambam that we mentioned before, that he's saying that min ho'etza mispakeya means that the barzel fell off mikoyach the ho'etza mispakeya. He doesn't go to Golos, and the reason is because it's not mikoychai ela mikoyach koychai v'nimtza k'may oynis v'chein hazayrik evan l'tamar lahapil tmarim v'noflu min atmarim al tinoik v'hargu potter m'pnei sh'noflu mikoyach koychai. The Rambam says that the first case that the Gemara gives, that blibes koyach koychai, because we paskin like the Rabbanon, that min ho'etza mispakeya is koyach koychai. So it comes out that this that Rebbe patters from Golos by Nishmat HaBarzel Mikatoi is because it blibes Karev LeMezid, because if not for the fact that it was loose, it wouldn't have fallen off. So that's Einoi Goyle, because Loisagi Lebe Golos. And he's going to have to be on guard his whole life from the Goyle Adam. If the Goyle Adam kills him, he's Potter. However, the other way around, by min ho'etza mispakeya, this that the Chachamim say einoi goyle, is because, says the Rambam, it's like kayach koichai v'nimtza k'may oynis. Over there, the pshat is that he's potter from Golos, and the Goyle Adam cannot kill him. Now, the question is, why is min ho'etza mispakeya considered kayach koichai? Whether you go with Rashi's pshat or the Rambam's pshat, it's tzarech bir. Let's go with Rashi's pshat. Over here, he's hitting with the garzen. He's hitting with the hatchet on the wood. And the chip of wood goes flying. Now, the garzen is an extension of him. That's gufay. When a person breaks something with a garzen, that's not koichai, that's gufay. Koichai is if he takes a ball and he throws it. So it's detached from him. He threw it. But if he's breaking something with a garzen is an extension of him. That's gufay. So if he's hitting with the garzen and then the chip of wood goes flying, that's one koyach. Why is that called koyach koichai? Or according to the Rambam, he hit the wood with force, and because of that hitting it with force, that caused the top of the axe, the metal, to fly off and kill the person. That should also be one koyach. Frekt Rav Shmuel, in Hilchis Koichai and Koyach Koichai that we have Ba'alma, this definitely, it should be considered Koichai. Why are we saying that according to Rabbanan it's Potter because of Koyach Koichai? Says Rav Shmuel that if you look carefully in the Lashon HaRambam, he says, Nishmat ha-barzel menoitza mispakein ha-goylem abnei she'ein zeba mikoicha yelam mikoyach koichoi v'nimtza kemoi oynis. The Rambam added v'nimtza kemoi oynis. Says Rav Shmuel, it's mashma from the Lashon Rambam that it's not because of a chisorin in his maisa that we're pottering him as if he was just a goyrim to kill. But rather, we're pottering him because it has a gather of karav la'aynis, like other peturei galus. So it's not a kasha from the gidrei koichoy and koyach koichoy of Nezikin. Over here, it's a whole different gather. It's not measured with the gedarim of koichoy and koyach koichoy da'alma. And with this, we can answer also another kasha that the Kesef Mishnah says in Perek Beis, Mehilchus Nizkei Maman, Halacha Yud Zayin, Medasa Rambam, that the Rambam holds that Le'inin Nizokin, Koyach Koychay is Potter. The Hagoyis Hagra in Babakama Davchav Beis also says that. So, L'chayro, why does the Rambam over here need the Tam of Oynis? Typically, that it's not considered his Maisa at all. Even the Gabi Nizikin, Koyach Koychay is Potter. Koyach Koychay is not considered his Maisa. So why does the Rambam need to say v'nimtza k'may oynis? But according to what we're saying, it's very good because over here it's not really koyach koychoy according to the gedarim of that we have ba'alma by Nezikin. So that's why the Rambam needed to say the tam of oynis. But what's still tzarich bir is this that the Gemara says that according to Rebbe that holds menoetz amispakeya is chayiv. So who adin, if a person threw a mud ball into a palm tree and that shook off the dates and the dates fell and killed, according to Rebbe, that's not considered koyach koychoy, that's considered koychoy and he's chayiv galus. The question is that according to the gedarim of koyach koychoy da'alma, avada, this is koyach koychoy. Because the mud ball was koichoy, and the tamarim that fell down, that's koyach koichoy. By mino eitz hamispakeya, where he's chopping with the garzen is an extension of him, and that causes the chip of wood to fly, or causes the blade to fly off, mikoyach dahako, so that's koichoy. That's one koyach. But throwing a mud ball and that causing the tamarim to fall, avada in the gedarim of koyach koychoy da'alma, avada, this is koyach koychoy. So how come Rebbe says that he's chayiv galus, but it shouldn't be considered his maisa, because ba'alma, koyach koychoy, is not considered his maisa. The Rambam Paskins, like we mentioned, in Perek Beis, Mehilchus Nizkei Mamin, Halacha Yud Zayin, that when it comes to Nezikin, Koyach Koychoy is Potter, which L'chayra means, because it's not considered his Maisa. The Rosh Hash over here asked the question the opposite way, that the Shita of the Rosh, in the second Perek of Baba Kama, in Simon Beis, is not like the Rambam. The Rosh's Shita is that Koyach Koychoy ke Koychoy Dami, when it comes to Nezikin. The Rosh proves this from the fact that the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph declares that what's the din by Koyach Koychoy according to Sumchis who doesn't hold of the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that Sroiris, which is Koyach Rishain, pays Chatzin Nezek. Does what's Sumchis going to hold by Koyach Koychoy? Does Sumchus hold that by Koyach Koychoy, where the animal damaged through Koyach Koychoy, is that also going to be Nezek Shalem? Or does Sumchus say that the Hilchasa, the Halach L'Mayshem Yisinai, is going on Koyach Koychoy? Says the Rosh, what do I see? I see that if not for the Hilchasa, Avada the Svara is that Koyach Koychoy should pay Nezek Shalem, according to Sumchus. Just the Gemara is clearing that maybe the Hilchasa comes and is Megareya, takes away Chatzin Nezek. The Rosh proves that Halacha L'Moshe Misinai does not come to be Mechadish Achiyuv. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai always comes to be Megareya, like you see from the Gemara in Sukkah that he brings. So if the Gemara is clearing that maybe by Koyach Koychoy, Sumchus uses the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai to tell me chatzi nezek, that means the svara chitzayna is that kayach kaycha should be like kaycha should pay nezek sholem. But maybe he's mukim the halacha l'meishim Sinai over there, says the Rosh. So if so, lidi dan, that we use the halacha l'meishim Sinai for kaycha itself, that's the halacha l'meishim Sinai says that sreiris pays chatzi nezek, so kayach kaycha will be exactly like kaycha and will also pay chatzi nezek. So frekter Rashash, that when it comes to Nezikin, says the Rosh, avada koyach koychoi, ke koychoi dami, and yet in our sugya you see that bein le Rebbe, bein le Rabbanon, that's Pashat, that koyach koychoi is pater from Golos. They're just arguing what's the case that's considered koyach koychoi. But that's a hanacha pshuto, that koyach koychoi is pater from Golos. So how come when it comes to Nezikin, koyach koychoi is ke koychoi dami, and when it comes to Galus, kayach kaychay is lav kaychay dami. On that, Rav Shmuel explains, based on the yisoid that Rav Chaim says in Chidush Agrach al Ashas in Baba Basra Daf Chavav, legabe ishay mishum chitzav, that there's a yisoidistic achilik between the chiyuv of nezikin and the chiyuv of ritzicha. Rav Chaim says that there could be a svara to say legabe ishay mishum chitzav, that his eish is considered his chetz, that even though we're mechayiv him in nezikin, but still there's a svara to say that legabe misa he should be potter on ishay mishum chitzav, because when it comes to nezikin, all we need is that it should be considered his maisa and not a grama. But when it comes to ritzicha, it's not enough the fact that it's considered his maisa and it's not a grama, but rather we need a metzias of koichai mamish beguf haritzicha. Like Taisus in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Zayin compares ritzicha to the din of shchita that needs koyach gavra. So it's not enough that the maisa is misyachis to him if we don't have his koichai mamish. Like Rav Chaim says, that if the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Zayin, says that if a person threw a stone upwards and it came straight down, legabe ritzicha, he's potter. Yet, legabe nezikin, he's chayiv. It's considered his maisa, but it's lacking in his koyach. It's coming down just with the law of gravity. That's not enough for a chiyuv misa. So too for shchita, if he would throw up the sakin and it would come straight down, that wouldn't be good enough for shchita, because it's lacking in the koyach gavra. For nezikin, where all we need is that it should be his maisa, it shouldn't be a grama, it's considered his maisa. But where you need the person's koyach, that's not enough. So too, you can say legabe koyach kaychay, that even though it's kekaychay dami le'inyin nezikin, says the Rosh, that's only le'inyin that it's considered his maisa and he's chayiv on it for nezikin. But for ritzicha, you can still hear that he should be potter because it's not a mitzias of kaychay mamish. And be'emes le'isayda dovers mefurish in the shita mekubetzes and babakama dafnun vava mer aleph b'shem dara'a. He says that Eish, according to the Mandamar Mishum Chitzav, is good enough to be mechayiv hemisa, v'chitzav mamish koychoi gomor chashvinon lei, avo ba'al moloi. Teida, dohosa misanhedrin mashma dezerkes ho'even, uvachazorosa nafla litzdodin chayiv. If it fell sideways, he's chayiv. Avo nafla kidarko b'chazorosa potter, denestale koychoi, v'afagav denizokin, ki agav no chayiv. Ad kan l'shoinoi. So he clearly differentiates between the chiyuv of Misa and the chiyuv of Nezikin. By the chiyuv of Nezikin, we just need it to be his Misa. By the chiyuv Misa, we need Kaychai. And therefore, if Lamashal, a person threw a stone straight up, and then it comes straight down, says the Ra'ah, it's Nestale Kaychai. His Kayach is over. He threw it up, And now, why is it coming down? It's coming down on its own with the law of gravity. So there's no koichai there anymore. So he won't be chayiv misa for that. But as far as nezikin is concerned, I don't need koichai. Since the metzias is that when you throw something up, it's going to come back down. That's enough to be girei. That's enough to be considered that it's his maisa. I don't have his koyach, but it's still considered his maisa. So for nezikin it's enough, but for ritzicha not. So we can say the same thing. Legabe koyach koychai. For nezikin it's maspik, because it's considered his maisa. But for ritzicha or galus, which goes with the gedarim of ritzicha, we need koychai mamish. The emes is that Rav Shmuel says, according to what we said before, you don't even need to say this chilik. Because the Rambam said that the p'tur of koyach koychai of our sugya is because v'nimtza k'may oynis. The Rambam doesn't say that the koyach koychai of our sugya is because it's lacking in the tairas maisa of the person. But rather, it's v'nimtza k'may oynis. Avada, as far as hilchas maisa is concerned, it is his maisa. But by galus, where there's a din that it has to be shaygeg, over here, it's lacking in the shaygeg. Like the Tfuah Shor says a lashon in Simon Gimel Sifkat and Dalid, that the afal gav de koyach koychai ke koychai hu mikol makim lehavale lasuke adaite sheyehareg bahachi ba'anus hu. Even if koyach koychai is ke koychai, but still, it's not something that he had to imagine that the person would be killed through that. So he's an anus. So that could be a pasha de yishuv for the Rosh. Even though the Rosh says that when it comes to nezikin, koyach koychai is kikoychai dami, but still in our sugya, everybody holds that koyach koychai is potter from galus. They're just arguing what's the case of koyach koychai. But that's pasha that koyach koychai is potter from galus, not because it's lacking in the teras maisa, but because v'nimtza k'may oynis. But what we still have to answer is what we asked before, that according to the Rambam Shita in Perek Beis, Mehilchas Niskei Mamon Halacha Yud Zayin, that holds that even when it comes to Nezikin, we say that Koyach Koychai is Lav K'Koychai Dami, and what he does with the Rosh's Raya from Baba Kama Daf Yud Tes needs a beer. But Lemaisa, if he holds that it's lav kekoichai dami, even legabe nezikin, that lechayra means that it's lacking in the whole teiras maisa. So then, how could our Gemara say that according to Rebbe, if he threw a piece of ledikla, v'asar tamri, v'azol tamri v'katol, Rebbe holds that that's dumya to mino etza mispakeya, and he's going to go to galus. But lefi the gedarim of Koychai and Koyach Koychai da'alma, this avada is like Koyach Koychai, because the mudball is Koychai, the tamri is Koyach Koychai, so it's lacking in the whole teras maisa. So he shouldn't go to galus because it's felt in the teras maisa. So just like he's potter on the Koyach Koychai of his behema, he should be potter from galus because it's lacking in his teras maisa. This is a tzarech ihin. Says Rav Shmuel over here, and in Baba Kama Simen Tes Zayin, al pi a yisoid that Rav Baruch Ber says in Bircha Shmuel in Baba Kama Simen Yud Tes Ois Beis in the name of Rav Chaim, that the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis brings that Rava was mesupik whether koychai kegufay dami or koychai lav kegufay dami. The Gemara over there says, Omar Rava, Bishlama Sumchis Kosavar Koychai Kegufay Dami. Very good. Sumchis that holds that by Tzrairis, the owner pays Nezek Shalim. That's because he holds Koychai Kegufay Dami. El Rabbanon, I Kegufay Dami, Kulei Nezek Bayi Lishalim. Vi Ilav Kegufay Dami, Chatsi Nezek Nami Loy Lishalim. Hodor Omar Rava, La Ilam Kegufay Dami, Vichatsi Nezek Tzrairis, Hilchasa Gemirila. So, Rav Baruch Ber brings a question that, what's Rava's misafik bechlal bedas the Rabbanon if koychai kegufay dami? Avada in kol ha-toyra kula, we say that koychai kegufay dami. For example, legabe Golus, it says, v'noshal ha-barzel min ha-eitz, and he goes to Golus. And also, legabe Adam that's mazik alidei koichoi, it's a tolda. And he's chayiv, the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Gimel Amud Beis says, that Adam ha-mazik alidei kichoi v'niyoi, if a person is mazik through his saliva or his mucus, avada he's chayiv. Some Rishonim hold it's even the av of Adam, some say it's a tolda, but that's pashit, that koichoi kegufay dami in kol ha-Torah kula. So what's Rava's suffix? Do you say koichoi kegufay dami? You don't say koichoi kegufay dami when it comes to shor. So Rav Baruch Ber says, a yisoid, b'shem Rav Chaim, that the hineitzroiris madaha v'toldo de regel hu mazik mechudish. This that tzroiris is a told of regel is a mazik mechudish. V'loi oisoy din mazik deshar. Daha din shar hu raksha mazik begufay. The din of shar is only if it's mazik begufay avo mashenoi mazik begufay loi havishar. V'tzorch limud al zed hu bechlal shar. You need a limud that if it's not mazik begufay, that it should be bechlal shor. The harecha zinon degam behiziko b'shlif sheholeo na mihavi rak toldo de regel. If it's mazik with the package that's on it, it's only a toldo of regel. Umevur deshar da azik loy begufay mamish ma dahavi shor hu rak limud min shor. If the shor is mazik not with its guf mamish, the fact that it's shor is only a limud from shor. Nimtzo de zechidsha ha-halacha de shor ha-mazik alidei koichoi hava bechlal shor. Umemelo ilav ha-halacha lemoishim isinai oz hoya hadin de mazik alidei koichoi loy hava bechlal shor klal. Rav Chaim is saying that without the halacha lemoishim isinai, you would have been potter on Sreiris. Because it's not sure. I don't care that in Kol HaTorah Kula, Koichoi is Kegufoi. Yeah, when it comes to Adam HaMazik, then Koichoi is Kegufoi. It's his Maisa. But by Shor, the Torah said that the Tsuras HaMazik of Shor is Shor. Shor is with the Guf Mamish. If it's not with the Guf, that's not Bechlal Shor. You need a Halach L'meishim Yisinai to tell me that you're Chayiv. Lefi Zera, Baruch Ber says, a mechudish tike pshat in Rava Suffolk over there on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, that his Suffolk is Gufa, what is the Halacha L'Meishim Yisinai telling us? That's Pashit, that without the Halacha L'Meishim Yisinai, Tzroiris would have been totally potter. The question is, so now what is the Halacha telling us? Was the Halacha Megala that Ashar Shehizik Alidei Koicha Yehavik Ashar Mamish? So im kain, it should be chayv nezek sholem, or is the halacha being megalatos that it's not like shor mamish? If so, it shouldn't be chayv at all. L'chayra, Rav Baruch Ber means the halacha l'meishim misinai would just be telling me that it has a din of a mazik le'inyin the iser mazik and the chiyuv shmira, but it shouldn't be chayv to pay whatsoever on that. Rava's Peshit that the Halacha L'meishim Yisinai is being megala to us that it is kegufay, but still, it only pays chatzi nezek. Mal Kolpanim, what we see from Rav Baruch Ber, based on Rav Chaim, is that without the Halacha L'meishim Yisinai, you would have been totally potter by koichoi. Because when it comes to shor means the shor itself. The chiyuv of nizkei mamayna is a chiddush ha-Torah, it's an extra chiddush ha-Torah. So we have to see, what did the Torah say? The Torah said shor. So it has to be that the shor itself, it did the hezek begufay. If it's not begufay, it's only ayidei koichay, that's not bechlal shor. And you need it's a mazik mechudish that the Torah is being mechadish in the halacha l'meishim Yisinai, that your chayiv also for Koichoi. If so, says Rav Shmuel, when the Gemara declares on Daf Yud Tes over there whether Koyach Koichoi is Kekoichoi or not, it's also not a Shaila because of a Chisorin in the Teiras Maisa. It's not a Chisorin in the Maisa B'Yodayim. but rather that the Gemara is declaring if koyach koychoy is bechlal shara mazik or not. So when the Rambam paskins in Perek Beis Mehilchus Nizkei Mamon Alocha Yud Zayin, when he's talking about Nizkei Mamonoy, a kelev shenot al charora, and the Rambam paskins like the Tzad that koyach koychoy is lav kekoychoy dami, it's because it's lacking in the tsuras hamazik of shor. That's a bazundra vart b'nei geya shor hamazik, that although koychoy, we do say that your chayiv b'miktsas, your chayiv chatzi nezek, that has enough. It is b'chlal, the tsura of shor hamazik, le'inyin to be chayiv b'miktsas, chatzi nezek, but koyach koychoy does not have that. Koyach koychoy is not b'chlal, the tsura of shor hamazik. But it's not because of the chisorin in the Torah's Maisa. It's just that koyach koychoy is not shor hamazik, so that's why it's totally potter. So Mamela, it's Meyushiv, the question that we asked. Because when it comes to Golos, the Rambam needed to explain that the reason why koyach koychoy is potter is alt karev lo'aynis. Because since we see that Rava was mesupik, even by koychoy of shor, if it's kegufay le'inin nizakin, even though the gabe galus avaded is kegufay, like it says, v'noshal ha'barzel mino'etz, that's because when it comes to nizkei mamaynoi, we need that it has to have the tsuras hamazik of shor. If so, by koyach koychoy also, even though the gabe nizkei mamaynoi, we say that it's not kekoychoy dami, and he's totally potter, but that's because it's lacking in the tsuras hamazik of shor. But when it comes to galus, he should have been chayiv. He's only potter because, like the Rambam says, that it's nimtza kamayonis. That's the only reason to potter him. Memela, it's very geschmack. When a person threw a piece of ledikla and it shook the tamri and it killed him. The Gemara says that according to Rebbe, he's chayiv. I, legabe tzreiris, this would be koyach koychoy and he would be potter. Yeah, that's because it's felt in the Tzuras HaMazik of Shor, but it's not lacking in the Teiras Maise, B'negeya Adam, B'negeya Golos. What's wrong? Koyach Koychoy, that's his Maise. Narvos, but oh, but maybe you can potter him because it's Nimtza K'mayonis. That has to do with the Machlokes of Rebbe and the Rabbanon by Minoetz HaMispakeya. Do we consider that K'mayonis or not? Rebbe holds that that's not an Oynis. So too, Shah the piece of the dikla is going to be chayiv, and the Rabbanon hold that it is an oinus. Next inyan. The Mishnah says on Davchesimad Aleph, Zorak aso even lachatzeiroi vehorag, if a person threw a stone into his own chatzer and it killed him, yesh rishus la nizik likones lisham goyle, if their nizik had rishus to enter there, then he goes to Golos. Vim lav einai goyle, shenemar vashayoves rieu bayar, mahayar rishus la nizik ulamazik likones lisham, afkol rishus la nizik ulamazik likones lisham. Yotzo chatzar balabayi, shen rishus la nizik likones lisham. So if the Nizik has no right to enter there, that's not Dumyo Diyar, and the murderer is Potter. Rav Shmuel says that Pashtus, he would say, that it's Exeris HaKos of Balma, and you need Dumyo Diyar, it's not similar to Yar, so you're Potter. However, Rav Baruch Ber in Baba Kama, Simites Vav, understands that this is the same type of halacha as what the Gemara says in Baba Kama Yud Gimel Amid Beis of Chutz Mershus HaMyuchedes LeMazik, that if the Nizik's animal enters the Rishus HaMazik and the Mazik's animal gores the Nizik's animal in the Rishus HaMyuchedes LeMazik, the Mazik is Potter. Why? The Omar Le Turach Mershusi my boy. What is your Shar doing in my Rishus? Which is a Svara to say that he doesn't have a Shem Mazik Bechlal, since the Nizik was Goram La'atzmai, the Nizik caused it to himself, like it's Mashman, the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Mehilchos Nizkei Mamon, Halacha Zayin, V'zel L'shoinoi, Shaharehu Aymer Lo, Ilu Lo Nechnasto L'Rishusi, Lo Higia L'cho Hezik, had you not entered into my Rishus, the Hezik wouldn't have happened. So too it's Nischadish Linin Galus, that B'chi Aigavna, he doesn't have a Shem Reitzeach Bechlal. If the Nizik, if the Nirtzach entered into the Rishus of the Reitzeach, he doesn't have a Shem Reitzeach Bechlal. It's like the Nirtzach caused it to himself. It's interesting that the Tosafot on Daf Zayin Amud Beis declares in this din that you need Dumya Diyar, the lashon of the Mishnah is that just like the Yar is Rishus Lanizik Ulemazik Likanes Lisham, Afkol Rishus Lanizik Ulemazik Likanes Lisham. Yotza Chatzar Balabai Shein Rishus Lanizik Ulemazik Likanes Lisham. The word Ulemazik, the Marsha takes out. The Tosfos Shanz declares on Zayin Amud Beis, Tzarech Iyun, Im Nichnes Mazik Lebayis V'Hargoy, Im Chayiv Golus Eloi, Im Doima Liyar Eloi. What happens if the Mazik enters into the Nizik's house and kills him? Is that Dumya Diyar? Is the Mazik Chayiv or not? The Mazik had no Rishus to go in there. The Tosfos Shanz declares, maybe he's Potter because it's not Dumya Diyar. Now, of course, Lefira Baruch Bears Hezber, Avadi don't have that. Over here it's Fakert, the Mazik went into a house without Rishus. But still the Tosfos Shanz is clearing that maybe he's Potter because you need Dumya Diyar. You need Rishus Lenizik Ule Mazik Lihikanes Lisham. The Tosfos Shanz is definitely clearing a tzad that it's Exer Sakosiv that you need Dumya Diyar, that they both need to have Rishus to go in there. That's definitely like the first tzad, like the way Rav Shmuel is learning, that it's a gzeres hakosav dikadin that you need dumya diyar. The Tosfos Shanz also clears, what's the din if both the reitzeach and the nirtzach came into the chotzer balabai shaloi bershus, and the reitzeach killed the nirtzach in a place where they both don't have permission to go? Do you say in that case that he's chayiv galus or not? Is that dumya diyar or not? And on both of these shailas, the Tosfos Shanz remains with a tzarech iyun. On the other hand, the Meiri says that this that the Mishnah says la nizik ulamazik derech shitva hishnuya. It's only coming to be mamait the chotzer amazik shein rishus la nizik likanes lisham. But kolshkein, if the mazik had no rishus to enter, definitely he is chayiv to go to galus. So that could be explained very well with Rav Baruch Ber's mahalach, that it's only a svara where the nizik had no right to come in. That's when you're potter, because al derech turach bershusi my boy. He doesn't have a shame right seach, but if the mazik had no rishus to come in, and he came in and killed, avada he's chayiv. Boifin, that these two tzadim, whether it's a gzeres hakosuv ba'alma, or whether it's a svara that he doesn't have a shame right seach bechlal, because what's the nizik doing here? It's like, iu garam la'atzmai, is totally in the machlokes between the Tosfos Shanz and the Meiri. Next inyan. The Mishnah says, Abba Shol, Oimer Machatov, Aseitzim Rishus, Av Kol Rishus. Yotzo Ha'av Amakes B'noiv, Harav Haroides, Talmido Yishliach Bezdin. Since the Torah gave an example of chopping wood, which is Rishus, so too, in order to be Chayiv Golus, it always has to be a case of Rishus, excluding a father that's hitting his son, or a Rebbe that's hitting his Talmud, or a Shliach Bezdin. Says Rashi, Yishliach Bezdin Hamalka Arboim L'Chayiv Malkis. Someone who's giving Malkis, the Lashon Malkar Boyim, Rashi doesn't mean that he gave a 40th Malkis, like some of Farshim say. The Pashup Shad in Rashi is that he gave the Malkis. Malkis is called always Malkis Arboyim, because that's the Torah says, Arboyim Yakenu. It's called Malkis Arboyim always. But Avada Rashi means he gave him the 39 Malkis and he killed him, and on that he's Potter. As they state also in the Rivan, in on Chaf Beis Amid Beis, and towards the bottom, and Meis Tachas Yodai Potter, the Shliach Bezdin, Huva Amoron Le'el, Yotza Ha'av Amakas B'nai Yishliach Bezdin. The Mefarshim are Me'er that if he died from the Malkis themselves, so then what do you have to come on to the reason that he's doing a mitzvah, typically that he's an onus? So the emes is that the Ramban, Takas says over here, that Ushliach Bezdin Mashma Delabishum Mitzvah Potter Elamishum Shekivan Shem Du Anushu. Va'afagav Diktoni Le Bahadi Hanoch Le Dominu. He says, Enochanami, even though Shliach Bezdin was mentioned together with Ava Makis Benoy and Rav Reides Talmidai, but it's Taka Potter Mitam Onus, so you don't have to come on to the Tam of Mitzvah. The Rambam Kinira was bothered with Rashi's Pshat because, like we're asking, you don't have to come on to the Tam of Mitzvah. So the Rambam says in Perakei Mehuchas Reitzeach Ushmiras Nefesh Halacha Vav V'chein Horav Amakes Talmido Yeshliach Bezdin Shehiko Es Baldin Hanimna Milovay Lidin. The case of Shliach Bezdin is someone that's hitting the Baal Din who is not coming to Din. And the Shliach Bezdin is hitting him to get him to come. Etc. The Ravid is not happy with the Rambam's pshat. He says, "Omar Avram zulay shamanu me'olam, ela shliach bezdin shehu malke yoiser mimashe amdu bezdin umeis tachas yodai." That's the girsa in the old editions of the Ravid. That's the Kesef Mishnah's girsa and the Migdal Oiz's girsa. That the case is that the Shliach Bezdin, who gave more Malkus than what Bezdin evaluated him for. Says the Ravid, this that the Gemara says in Ma'akot and Tezayin, that we tie up a person and we give him Malkus and Avdinon Hardofa, we put him into Chayrim. That's only for Bali Averis until they do tshuva. But a person that doesn't want to come to Din, there's no halacha that we hit him. Like the Rambam himself is Mashman Perakov Dalid Mehilchas Sanhedrin. In halacha Dalid, hey, ches, tes, it's Mashma that only for Bali Averis we hit. But someone that we sent him to come to Din and he doesn't come to Din, the Rambam says in Perek Chafei Alocha Ches that we put him into Chayrim. He doesn't say that we hit him. So the Ravid's being masik, so what's the Shliach Bezdin who's hitting someone that's Nimna Milavei L'Din? That, what kind of mitzvah is that? So what does the Ravid say? According to the old Girsa and the Ravid, the Kesef Mishnah, the Migdal Oiz's Girsa, we're talking about a case where they hit him more than what they evaluated him for. And that's Mamash Apella, because it's a Mefurish Mishnah Chaf Bezimid Bez that says, Hoysif loy oid ritzua achas v'meis ha-reza goyle al yodai. That if the Shliach Bezdin added another haka to the one who's getting Malkus, he does go to Golos. So the Ravid is being Seiser a Mefurish Mishnah. So the emes is that the new Rambams and the Frankel Rambams are Taka Magia and the Lashon Aravid, that not that they gave him more Yoyser Mimasham Du, but rather they gave him Masham Du. We're talking about, like Rashi learns, that they gave him, the Shliach Bezdin was hitting him the amount that he evaluated him for. But according to the Kesef Mishnah, Migdal Oiz's Girsa in the Ravid, What's Taka the Pshat in the Ravid? They had such a girsa. So, Rav Shmuel wants to say that based on the Rambam, a Mechudistik Rambam in Perek Zayin, Mehilcha Sanhedrin, Halacha Aleph, that says, Keitzad Malkin is HaMechuyiv Malkis, Kefi Koichoi, Shenemar Kedei Rishosei B'Mispar, He says that the Chachamim said that even the strongest person, the most healthy person, we give him 39 Malkus this way, just in case we add one, it comes out that we only gave him the 40 which are Ruyos Loi, the 40 which are really Roy for him. There's a Shaila in the Nisei Kelim. Does the Rambam mean it's Taka only a Takanas Chachomim, or does the Rambam really mean it's a Deiraisa? Just the Rambam calls things that are Drushes, he calls that Divrei Seifrim. But Al Koponim, the Rambam says that really he's roy to get 40. Just we give him 39, this way just in case we mistakenly add one, it's still within the 40 that he's really roy to get. So Kum Tais says the Radvaz, Amir Dika Chiddish Lefize, that what happens if they Taka gave him 40 and he died? So the Malka Oisai will not get Golos, and he's not over on the Yosef. Sharei Arboim Hoyu Ruyo Yisleim in Atayra. Since he's really right to get 40, if he would Taka die from the 40th Malkus, he won't go to Golus because he tak is roy to get 40. So that could be what the Ravid means when he says that if the Shliach Bezdin was Malka Yoiser Mimasham Duhu Bezdin, he's referring specifically to this case where he gave more than the 39, he gave a 40th. And the Mishnah on Chaf Bezim and Beis that says, Hoysef Loi Ritzu Achas Omeis, that he does go to Golus, that's only if he was Moisef on the Oymid. Let's say they gave him an Oymid of 18, and he gave him a 19th, that's when he goes to Golus. Like the Rambam says at the end of Perek Tezayin, Mehilchas Sanhedrin. But of course, this is a doichik in the Lashon of the Ravid, because the Ravid says that Elashliach Bezdin Shumalka Yoiser Mimasham Duhu Bezdin. He doesn't say only by a case of 39. It's mashma that he's talking about a case where they added to the oimid, where they added to the evaluation. So Rav Shmuel wants to say another mahalach, which the Aruch Laner already on Daf Chav Bezim at Beis clears about this, that we paskin on Chav Bezim at Aleph that ein oim de noisa el b'makis haruyos leishtalish, that we can only evaluate him to get makis that are divisible by 3. So let's say they evaluated him to get 20. We only give him 18 because 20 is not divisible by 3. So the case could be, let's say the doctor said that he's able to get 20, but we only give him 18. What happens if the one who's giving him the malchus added extra malchus on the 18 within the shear that the doctor said he can get? So since it's bechlal the oimid, just the hakah bepoil, there's a din that you need royal leishtalish, but because it's bechlal the minyan hamalkis that are be'etzem ruyois loy, the Ravid says that the shliach bezdin will be potter because of the fact that it's a hakoas mitzvah. Since it's be'etzem malkis that he's roy to get, just bepoil, we don't give it. The Gur Aryeh Ala Torah and Dvarim Chaf Hei Gimel brings B'Shem Yesh Mefarshim that Be'emes, the reason why you only get 39 Malkis is because we need Ruyos Leishtalesh, and the 40th Malkis is not divisible by 3. But the Chiyuv is really 40, and that's why it says Arboim Yakenu. So this would be a Tesefes Beer, why on the 40th Malkis the Malka would not go to Golos, because really he's supposed to get 40, it's just that it's not divisible by 3. So, both Mahalchim that we're saying in the Ravid, whether it's going on the 40th Malkis, or it's going on the amount that the Roife said that he's able to get, it's just that Bepoil, Bezdin couldn't give it to him, it's basically the same type of Mahalach. Anytime that Be'etzem, the person was Roy to get more Malkis just in the Bepoil, Bezdin doesn't give it, so then you would have the Ptur of Shliach Bezdin that Be'etzem, he's carrying out a mitzvah, and therefore he would be Potter. Of course, these are Gevaldige Chidushim, the Pashtus of the Ravid is like the Girsa that is brought in the Frankel Rambams, that the Ravid means Eloshliach Bezdin Shumalka Mashem Duhu Bezdin Umeis Tachas Yodai, like Rashi and the Rivon and Rav Shach in Avi Ezri over there in Parakei Alocha Hei Alocha Vav, also says that the Girsa HaNechayna in the Ravid is like that Girsa Shliach Bezdin Shumalka Mashem Duhu Bezdin. Next Inyan. Abba Sholin, the Mishnah said, Macha Tov Aseitzim Rishus Av Kol Rishus Yotzoh Av Amakis Benoiv Arav Aroides Talmido Yishliach Bezdin. The Gemara says, Omele Yehume Rabban on the Rova, Mimayda Mach Tov Aseitzim Rishus Dilma Mach Tov Aseitzim Desukha Umach Tov Aseitzim Demarocha Vafilu Hochi Omer Achmono Ligli. Who told Abba Sholin that the Torah is talking about chopping wood for Rishus? Maybe he's chopping wood for his sukkah, or chopping wood for the Marocha, and still the Torah says he goes to Golus. Omar Lei, so Rava told him, Kibon de Motzah Chotuv Lav Mitzvah, since if he found wood that was already chopped, there would be no mitzvah. Hashtonami Lav Mitzvah. So too now, even though he has to chop it, it's not considered a mitzvah. Since you don't really have to do this, so that shows that it's not really a mitzvah. It's just a Hechitimtza Ba'alma. On that, Ravina asked Rava, Yotzo ha'ava makes b'noiva rabban reidus talmidei shliach bezdin leimo kivon dilu gomir lav mitzvah hashtonami lav mitzvah. Why don't we say that since if he would have learned it wouldn't be a mitzvah to hit him, so too now it's not a mitzvah. And that Rava answered, Hosam afagav de gomir mitzvah, dechsiv yasser bin chavi nichecha v'yitein madanim l'nafshecha. Even if the son or the Talmud is learning, there's still a mitzvah to hit him, to find something that he could be better. No child, no student, no Talmud is perfect. So even if he's learning, there's still a mitzvah to find something that he could be better in and still give him patch. Hodar omar Rava, lav mosa hidamri, vasher yova yasreyeu bayar. The Lashon of Asher is mashma that he happened to come into the yar. It's mashma if he wanted to, he went in, and if he didn't want, he didn't have to go in. If you're talking about a case of mitzvah, of chopping wood for the sukkah, chopping wood for the maracha, so can he not go in? What's va'asher? Vasher, it sounds like, yeah, he happened to go in. He had a choice. Yeah, no, they can't be talking about a case of mitzvah. Now, there's a machlokes rishonim. In the Hodor Amar Rava, was Rava Chozer from this that he said that machtomas eitzim de sukkah and machtomas eitzim de maracha, since in Motzah Chotov is not a mitzvah, so hashto nami lav mitzvah. Now that Rava's saying, oh, since it says Va'asher, it's mashma, it's talking about an inyan of Rishus. It's not talking about an inyan of mitzvah. So is Rava Chayzer now? Does Rava hold now that Machtav HaSeitzim DeSukkah, Machtav HaSeitzim DeMaracha is considered a mitzvah? And just we have a proof from the Pasuk that we're not talking about that case? Or he still masks him to what he said before, that since you see that in Motzah Chotov it's not a mitzvah, so Hashto Nami Lav Mitzvah, he's just saying that I have a better answer. You don't need to say my answer that I said before. So the Ritva is medayik from Lashon Rashi. Rashi says, "Lav milsa hidami raya toiva mizu hayali lahashiva min amikra atzma delav v'chatova de mitzvah ayri." I could have said a better raya, but not that he's being chayzer from what he said before. What he said before was also good, but I could have brought a better raya. Says the Ritva, but even aliba de emes. Chopping wood for the sukkah or the maracha, that's only a hechetimtza ba'alma. It's not considered a mitzvah. And if he would kill somebody else when he's chopping wood for the sukkah or the maracha, he would go to galus. The Meiri says the same thing. However, the Tosfos Shantz says that once Rava said, lav milsa hida'amri, so now Rava was chayzer from what he said before. And now lehalacha, if a person is chopping wood for the sukkah or the maracha that goes into the p'tur of the Mishnah, that it has a din of a mitzvah, and he's potter. Another point, Rashi says, on this that the Gemara said, that, kivon de matzah chotov lav mitzvah hashtonami lav mitzvah, says Rashi, hashtonami kiloi matzah chatuva, ein hachatova mitzvah elo asiyas hasukkah. The chopping is not a mitzvah, rather only the making of the sukkah is a mitzvah. Steht in Rashi a gewaltige chiddush that the asiyas hasukkah is a mitzvah. Pashtus, we would say, the mitzvah is the yeshiva sukkah. Pasuk is teishvu shivas yomim. Rashi says the chopping is not a mitzvah, elo asiyas hasukkah, rather the making of the sukkah. Rashi is saying that besides for the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, there's the mitzvah of asiya sukkah. Says Aruch Laner, because the pasuk says chag asukkah tasa lecha shivas yomim, besides for basukkah teishvu shivas yomim, Rashi holds there's a mitzvah in the asiya sukkah. So too the Hemek Sheila on She'ilta Kufsa Mechtes at the beginning of Sifkot and Aleph is medayik like that from the Lashon of the She'iltis that says the mechayven beis Yisrael lemevad metalauta ulemesav ba shiva yoimi dechsiv chag asukis tasa lecha shivas yomim uksiv basukis teishvu shivas yomim. So the Netziv explains that the kavon of the shiltis is that there's two mitzvahs, the asiyas hasukkah and the yeshiva sukkah. Since the asiyah is mentioned in the Torah, like it says chag asukis tasa lecha, there's a mitzvah in the etzem asiyah. And so too, he says, any place that the hachanas ha-mitzvah is written in the Torah For example, legabe ksivas tefillin u'mezuzis, it says uchsavtom, and by matzah it says u'shmartem es hamatzis. By all those things, the asiya itself is a mitzvah. It's not like other hachanis, like tying the lulav or preparing the shofar uchedayme, which are not mentioned in the Torah. They're hachana. Then it's only machshirei mitzvah. It's not a gufa mitzvah. And he says the nafkamina would be legabe mitzvah ba yosemi b'shluchai, that in a place where the hachana is written in the Torah, then you have the klal of mitzvah ba yosemi b'shluchai, that he himself should make the sukkah, he himself should write the tefillin, the mezuzis. But by other machshirei mitzvah, there's no mitzvah to do it by himself. Of course, this is a big chiddush that there's a mitzvah in the asiyas hasukkah. Other mefarshim argue, Rabbi Ruchem Fischel Perlau on the Sefer HaMitzvos L'Rasag in Chelek Aleph Amud Sadi is Meirich about this, and he argues, he says, there's no mitzvah in the Asiyas HaSukkah, it's just a Hechsher mitzvah Ba'alma, and he brings that the Tshuvas Marachor Zeruah Simen Yod Aleph says like that, and also the Tshuvas HaRashbash in Simen Shin Lamed Dalet. So this is a Nidin among the Paiskim, if there's Taka a mitzvah in the Asiyas HaSukkah or not. But it's kedai to remember that there's a Rashi in Makis Daf Ches that says that there's a mitzvah in the Asiyas HaSukkah. Next inyan. The Mishnah says on Ches Amid Beis, Ha'av goyil al yidei ha-ben, v'ha-ben goyil al yidei ha-av. A father goes to Golos through killing his son, b'shoigeg, and a son goes to Golos through killing his father, b'shoigeg. Frekta Gemara. How could you say that a son goes to Golos through killing his father, b'shoigeg, v'rimini makei nefesh prat l'makei aviv? Says Rashi, Gabi Hirik Bishkaga Ksiv Lonu Shama Make Nefesh Bishkaga, Pratna Make Aviv, Shalechiev Golos Elamisha Kaosai Tluya Benefesh, Shaino Chayev Olav Elam Kain Hargoi, Yotza Make Aviv Shu Chayev Olav Misa Bechabura Baalma, Vikosalko Daitoch de Mimaitle Migolos Afilu Hargoi. Since it says Make Nefesh, so we say that the only type of person that one is chayiv galus, if he killed him, is only a type of person that his hakaz tluya benefesh, that the chayiv for him is for killing him, which is a regular person. But a father, which there's already a chayiv even without killing him, even for just making a chabura on him, there's a chayiv on such a type of person. There is no chiyuv galus, and the Gemara thinks there's no chiyuv galus for such a type of person, for a father, even if one killed his father. So the Gemara is asking a stira. Our Mishnah says, Haben goyil al yidei ha'av, the son goes to galus through killing his father, b'shegeg. And over here it says, Makei nefesh, prat l'makei aviv. Says Rav Kahana, loy kasha, horab shimin v'horabonon. L'rab shimin, domar chenek, chomer misayif. Shigigas sayif nitno lekapara. Shigigas chenek loit nitno lekapara. Narabona damri sayif chomer mi chenek. Hare gaviv vishigig shigigas sayif hu vishigigas sayif nitno lekapara. Rashi's mazber that Rav Shimon in Sanhedrin Perek Dalet Mises, Daf Mem Tesamud Beis says that chenek is more chomer mis from sayif. So according to him, someone that kills his father gets chenek, because it says in Sanhedrin Pei Aleph that someone that's nischayif to Mises Bezdin, he gets the chamura. So now someone that kills his father is chayiv two mises, because for making a chabura on his father, he gets chenek, and for killing someone, he gets herek. So now that he made a chabura on his father and he also killed him, so according to Rav Shimon, that chenek is more chomer. So if he would have done it b'mezid, he would have gotten chenek. So now that he's a shoygeg, loinitna shigigasa in the kapara begolus. Just because the Torah gave a kapara of golus for shigigasayif, which is kala, the Torah never gave a kapara of galus for shigigas chenek. So since this person, had he done it b'meizah, he would have been chayiv chenek, because he would have been nidain b'chamura. So therefore, this is a shigigas chenek, and shigigas chenek doesn't get a kapara. But according to the Rabbanan that say that saif is more chomer than chenek, so someone that kills his father is a shigigas saif. If he would have been b'meizah, he would have gotten the chamura, which is saif, and shigigas saif is nitna the kapara b'galus. Comes along Rav Shmuel and he says, I don't understand. Over here, Be'etzem, this person is chayiv two mises. He's chayiv chenek and he's also chayiv sayif. Now, mali that the shigigas chenek is leinitno lekapara. But why does that take away from the fact that he's also chayiv sayif? and Shigigas Sayif is Nitna L'Kapara. Why shouldn't he be able to go to Golus because of the Shigigas Sayif? B'mezid, if he would have done it B'mezid, you can't kill him twice. Okay, so you would give him the Chamura. But that doesn't take away from the fact that this person is Nischayiv to Mises. And for the Chiyuv of Sayif, he's mechuyev to go to Golus. So Mali, that he also has a chiyuv of chenek, and had he done it b'mezid, he would have been nidin b'chamura. Why does the Gemara saying that according to Rav Shimon, that chenek is more chamur misayif, so this blibes a shigigas chenek, and it's le'nitno l'kapara. But he also has a chiyuv hereg on him, and out of the chiyuv hereg, let him go to Golus. Otu, says Rav Shmuel, let's say you hold, like the Mand Omar, mekalkel b'chabura on Shabbos is chayiv. So let's say a person killed somebody else b'shoigeg on Shabbos. So there's a shigigas skila, and there's also a shigigas sayif over here. He's chayiv skila, there's a chayiv skila here, and sayif, had he done it b'mezid. So you're going to tell me that because he's also chayiv skila, so memeli he won't go to galus because of the shigigas skila. But what takes away from the fact that he also killed him, and there's a shigigas sayif, and that's Nitnal the kapara begalos. Just because b'mezid, you wouldn't be able to kill him twice, that doesn't take away from the fact that he has a chiyuv sayif. So let him go to galos because of the shigigas sayif. So Rav Shmuel wants to say a mechudesh de kipshat. He says it's not mashma like this in Rashi, but let's be makdim first with a different question. And that will lead us into Rav Shmuel's answer. Rava says a different pshat in what Maki Nefesh Prat L'Maki Aviv means. He says, Prat L'Oisa Chabura B'Aviv B'Shegeg. It's coming to exclude someone that makes a Chabura on his father B'Shegeg. Salko Daito Chamino Kiva De B'Mezid Bar Ketolahu B'Shegeg Nami Ligli. I would think that since B'Mezid, a person that makes a Chabura on his father, gets killed, so I would think B'Shegeg, he also goes to Golus, Kamash Malon. Says Rava, the Mishnah that says, Aben Goyl Ali Deo Av is talking about where he killed him. Then Avada, he goes to Golus. But that the Brisa says, Prat L'Makei Oviv, Makei Nefesh, Prat L'Makei Oviv, that's going, means Prat, if he made a Chabur on his father, B'Shegeg, you would have a Hava Mina, that since, if he made a Chabur, B'Mezid on his father, he would get killed, so B'Shegeg, he should go to Golus, Kamash Malon. The Gemara is Tzarech Bir. Otu, by any chiyuv misa in the Torah, you would have a hava amina that since b'mezid he gets killed, so b'shegeg he should go to galus. Shegeg is a din that was said on someone that kills somebody else b'shegeg. What's the hava amina that if he makes a chabura on his father b'shegeg, then he should go to galus? The pshat is that the vart of this that the Torah is saying, that a oisa chabura ba'aviv gets killed, is because since ki adam hu ha-nefesh, so the making chabura is also a yitzias nefesh azah. It's me'ein ritzicha. By a regular person, the Torah says that one is only chayiv for ritzicha mamish. But by a father, the Torah is saying that a person is chayiv even for a me'ein ritzicha, even for the making a chabura, ki adam hu ha-nefesh, the mali kotla kula, mali kotla palga. For that kotla palga, the Torah says he's chayiv. So since it's me'ein a ritzicha dikedin, you would have a havamina that b'shegeg, he should go to galus. Oy bazoi, says Rav Shmuel, that you can say that when a person kills his father, so then, since killing the father and making a chabur on him is all one shame, it's all me'inyin ritzicha, so then the pshat is, you can hear, he's taken not chayiv to Mises. This hakoas nefesh of a father is mechayiv him chenek, according to Rav Shimon. If chenek chomer misayiv, since they're all a shame echad of ritzicha, so there's taken one chiyuv of chenek. That's taken his chiyuv. So he's taken not mechuyiv to Mises. There's only one haka with one shame, and memela it blibes a shigigas chenek, which is like nitna lekapara. If a person killed somebody else on Shabbos b'shegeg, so then that's two averis chalukis. That's just that they were done in one maisa. So over there avada, there would be no havamina to say, oh, this is a shigigas skila, he can't go to galus. Avada, he would go to galus. But over here, vibalt, it's one shame. It's all hakoas nefesh. So Mameli is tak only mechuyev one misa of chenek and shikgas chenek le'nitna le'kapara. But he says, in the Lashon Rashi, it's mefurish not like that. Rashi says he's takim mechuyev two mises, and just that he's nidon b'chamura.
So the way Rashi's being masbered is still tzarech in.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.